Coming up on today's episode, it's a Miami Dolphins victory to start the season. That's right, 1-0. God, it's a good damn feeling. I'm so happy I'm recording this podcast after a win. That was a stressful game. We're going to break that all down. I'm going to give you guys my recap, my predictions on for next week, give you my X factors, NFL predictions again. I'm going to be sharing a three-team parlay just like I did last week. Whole bunch of stuff to get into, but I'm just so happy that I'm able to record this podcast and talk to you guys with the Dolphins being 1-0 to start the season. Please let those people that doubted us, let them doubt us. Keep doubting us because we coming. This is going to be a great year for the Miami Dolphins. But like I said, we got a lot of stuff to get to. All of that coming up on the Miami Sports Vibes podcast. And week one is officially in the books, and I am so freaking excited that I'm here to break down a Miami Dolphins win. That's right, 1-0, and I know it feels so damn good after celebrating the rest of the Sunday night and Victory Monday yesterday. Now that time settled in, we're still freaking excited. What a way to start the season, 1-0, and first place in the AFC East division. First place, the Miami Dolphins are first place, thanks to the Pittsburgh Steelers taking out the Buffalo Bills, the Jets picking up the loss to the Carolina Panthers, and obviously our Miami Dolphins taking care of business on the road and beating the New England Patriots to take sole possession of first place. Wow. I mean, it feels so damn good to say that. A lot of stuff obviously needs to be cleaned up, as that's how it always is in the regular season. You're rarely going to get a perfect game where everything just clicks, especially so early on. But you know what? We got the win. We got the win on the road in a tough environment in Foxborough against Bill Belichick himself. Miami Dolphins win the game 17-16, and that was a stressful game from beginning to end. But I'm just so freaking excited that we're able to start the season 1-0 because, man, with Buffalo this weekend at home, starting 1-0, that makes everything just feel so much better. And the confidence right now, like, I have so much faith in this Dolphins team. Obviously, it wasn't a perfect game, but you know what? Just the ability to win a game in Foxborough, like, that's been so hard for us to do year after year. Granted, we had one to end the Patriots dynasty when Fitzpatrick went to Foxborough and got that win for us late in the season a couple years ago. But it's never been something that we're able to do all the time. Granted, we beat the Patriots when they come to Miami. But picking up a win in Foxborough, that stuff is huge. And especially to start a season, I'll take that 10 times out of 10. I'm so damn thrilled that the Miami Dolphins were able to pick up the win there. So like I said, 17-16, and we got a lot of stuff to get to with this game. I want to give you guys my thoughts. And the game started off entertaining from the rip. Tua had a beautiful first drive, obviously resulted in a touchdown. It was a rushing touchdown at that. So I love that the Dolphins were able to play with pace. That's one thing I noticed. They were just getting up there, snapping the ball fast. It was kind of like those things we saw in the Atlanta Falcons game in the preseason. So I was really excited. Really love how the Dolphins were able to drive downfield. But on the other side of things, the whole first half was just stressful as the Patriots were continuing to just run the ball down our throats. Damian Harris was always picking up at least 5 yards a carry. It seemed so damn stressful. And it felt like we were getting no pressure to Mac Jones. And if you guys remember on my last podcast, I said that the X factor was probably going to be Agba. And I thought that getting to the quarterback was going to be the key. Absolutely. It felt like the pass rush was non-existent. And that's kind of stressful, honestly, because we drafted a guy like Jalen Phillips first round. You guys know I wanted Najee Harris right there. And the reason I wanted Najee is because I know that he's going to be able to be plugged in and dominate this season, which is this right here is the window. This is the window you want to compete for a championship. Jalen Phillips is a good player. I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan. I know he's a great player. He has amazing potential. But I think he's not going to tap into his potential until probably 2 years under his belt till we're really going to see what Jalen Phillips brings to the table. So right there, you have a raw guy at pass rushing in the NFL. Only have Agba. We got rid of Shaq Lawson. I said I wanted to basically address the pass rushing situation, like bringing in Melvin Ingram. We failed to do that. And it's, to me, it's concerning. I know it's just week one, but you want to be able to have a dominant pass rush, especially in today's game. Like, it's a blitzing league. And from what I saw from the Miami Dolphins, I really didn't like the pass rush situation at all. I mean, come on. We only sacked Mac Jones one time. This is a rookie quarterback. He was dropping back there, and he looked way too comfortable. And I wasn't too thrilled about that. And like I said, running. Damian Harris ended up with 23 carries for 100 yards. He had no touchdowns, but just the fact that we weren't able to stop the run, completely frustrating. And Mac Jones was just, it seemed like he was just throwing short passes and guys were just running after catch and just that racked up his yards. Obviously, Mac Jones finished with 281 yards and a touchdown, no interceptions, but only got sacked once. That was probably my biggest takeaway throughout the whole game for the defensive side. I'm grateful, though, that we were able to get two turnovers, which were very key, two fumbles forced, and which we both recovered them. That was nice to see. But, hey, get into the pass rush. I really hope that changes next week going into the Bills, because if you give Josh Allen a lot of time, he is going to tear us apart like he did the both games that we played him last year. So hopefully practice makes perfect. Hopefully they address that. They look at film. They figure out something. I don't know, but so far, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I really didn't like what I saw from a pass rushing situation from the Dolphins defense. But as the game went along, right after Tua scored that touchdown, Patriots ended up coming back, scoring a 3-point field goal. And then after that, a touchdown of their own, putting them up 10-7. Nelson Agholor was the culprit in the touchdown from Mac Jones. It was a 7-yard pass. And basically, like I was saying, to me, it seemed like Mac Jones, just the fact that we weren't able to put pressure on him, he was just getting what he wanted. And you know what? The third down conversions, I felt like every single time it was a third down, the Patriots either got a first down, or if they didn't, it's because a player was open and a New England Patriot dropped the ball pretty much. It was completely frustrating, honestly. It was just nerve-wracking. But you know what? It's a division game. And I feel like a lot of people aren't really talking about that. You know, you're looking at the other matchups like, okay, this person won by a landslide. This team won by a blowout. You know, but think about it. This was a division game. Those things aren't easy. Even with a rookie quarterback, when you have a proven coach like Bill Belichick, when you're playing on the road in Foxborough, I mean, they're still the freaking Patriots. I mean, I know they haven't had success last year after Brady left. But you know what? They're still the Patriots, and it's a division game. So these games are always going to be ugly. They're going to be chippy. They're going to be stressful. This is what you get. But yeah, after the Patriots took a 10-7 lead, we did bounce back, tying up the game right before the halftime with a 48-yard field goal by Jason Sanders. At that point, huge sigh of relief. 10-10, I got to relax. My heart rate was through the roof, completely stressed from the beginning all the way to that first half. I was stressed about so many different things, though. Allowing a lot of running yards, rushing yards, not bringing enough pressure to Mac Jones. The refs also blew a couple plays, I thought. There was a rough in the passer that they called, saying that we hit the, Mac Jones down low by the knees, but he was kind of going down already. So I thought that was a bad call, but when you're in Foxborough, come on. You know you're not only playing the Patriots, you're playing the refs. So obviously bad call there, and there was another free play situation where a New England Patriot jumped off sides. And we pretty much had a free play in the bag, but the ref just blew the play dead and didn't allow us to continue. I was pretty furious about that. Jaylen Waddle also dropped a big third down catch. It was right in his hands. Hate to see that. And Patriots, pretty much at this point, I was like, they're dominating time of possession. So those were all the things that were going on in my mind after that first half. But you know what? You flip the page, and when you have a stressful half, it is so key to come out of that half and score a touchdown. That shows me a lot about a coach, a lot about a quarterback, a lot about a team. Being able to come out of the half and score a touchdown instantly, that shows me a lot. And that's what we were able to do. Tua, beautiful drive out of the half, resulted in 7, put us in the lead, 17-10. Beautiful job. Jaylen Waddle got his first touchdown of his career. Nice to see the connection between him and Tua. They were on point today. Besides that one drop from Waddle, I love what I saw. The speed is obviously there. He hauled in 4 receptions for 61 yards and the touchdown on 6 targets, had that big drop. But you know what? I really like what I saw from Jaylen Waddle, and I like what I saw from the Dolphins offense coming to start that third quarter. So right after that, 17-10 a lead. Obviously, all the Dolphin fans, including myself, are hyped up. Right now, you have the confidence. We're up 17-10. We just scored after coming out the half. You're feeling pretty damn good right now. But then the same issues continue to arise. No pressure on the quarterback in the second half. Running nonstop. Damian Harris also getting whatever he wanted. I know we contained him a little bit. We held him to only, I believe it was 28 yards in the second half. He got most of his yards in the first half. So we did do better, don't get me wrong. But a lot of the same things were still frustrating in the second half, just like they were in the first half. Patriots continue to drive downfield. But credit to the defense, we didn't give up a touchdown in the second half at all. We just gave up two field goals. And that's pretty much how we won the game 17-16. Now, it was 17-16. And at this point, I believe there was 10 minutes left. Tua had the ball, and I said, this is going to be a big, big drive. We need to get a touchdown here, and if we pretty much get a touchdown, the game is over. No doubt in my mind, we're going to blow an 8-point lead at that. And it resulted in an interception. Okay, Tua had no time to throw. He got popped from Judon and ended up getting tipped by a couple Dolphins receivers and in the hands of the Patriots. So the Patriots caused a turnover. Right then and there, I was stressed out. I was like, man, are we really going to lose by, let's say, a field goal and lose by 2 points? I was already prepping for the worst. And the Patriots continue to drive downfield. Now they got close. They got to the red zone. Right here, there's about 3 minutes left on the clock. And I'm just, man, praying. I said, come on. Hopefully an interception or a turnover. Come on, Dolphins defense. Please, we're due. We were due for something at this point. We only sacked Mac Jones once. We didn't get no interceptions. Our defense is obviously supposed to be top-notch this year. We're giving up so much stuff in the running game. They're killing themselves also. The Patriots, with their penalties, they killed themselves. They had 8 penalties. That resulted in 84 yards given. I mean, you hate to see that. I just love how the Dolphins are always able to minimize penalties with the Brian Flores era. But that's a topic for another day. We didn't really hurt ourselves. Granted, we were penalized 5 times, but Patriots, 8 times for 84 yards. Way, way worse than we did. But Patriots in field goal position, all right? Potentially to win the game, but they want a touchdown. Obviously, they're driving downfield. And then the big play happens. Xavien Howard with the beautiful forced fumble and the recovery to save the day. Get the ball for the Miami Dolphins, where the Dolphins would then get a first down after the timeouts were burned from the Patriots. Victory formation, take the knee, secure the win. Miami Dolphins win 17-16. We did it. First place, Tua finished with 202 yards passing, 1 touchdown, obviously the 1 interception. He was sacked twice. Miles Gaskin, I thought he was big time. He had 9 carries for 49 yards, but he also had 5 receptions for 27 yards. So that's the things that I was always excited about the entire preseason and even last year. His ability to just make plays. He's not only running the ball, but he's also receiving the ball. Things you love to see. And obviously, you know, the speed is there with him. Jaylen Waddle, like I talked about earlier, 4 receptions for 61 yards. And how about Devontae Parker? 4 receptions for 81 yards. Love to see it. He was just making big plays, going over the top and grabbing it over people's heads. Jackson could not stop him at all. I love it. Malcolm Brown provided some sort of impact, 5 carries, 16 yards. Timely first downs, though, so I really, really did like what I saw from Malcolm Brown, just the ability to get those first downs on short yardage. Jacoby Brissett, 2 big QB sneaks for a first down, so he had 2 carries for 4 yards, did his job. We brought him in for a couple QB sneaks. He was able to get the first down. Love to see it. Mike Gesicki had 2 targets, but 0 catches, so 0 catches, 0 yards for him. Hopefully he picks that up next week, and I think he will. I'll share why, though. He has success against the Buffalo Bills, so I think he will bounce back. But hats off to Jerome Baker, 12 total tackles, and hats off to Xavien Howard for forcing that fumble, recovering that fumble. I mean, that was big time. You know, the defense made the plays when they needed to make the plays. They got 2 big turnovers, and without them, we don't win this game because this was a gritty, gritty win. It was a tough win. Obviously, they passed the ball more than us. They had 268 yards versus our 185. They ran it more, 125-74. But the key right here, like I talked about, penalties. I mean, the New England Patriots, 8 penalties, giving up 84 yards. And the Miami Dolphins, 5 penalties for 28 yards only. The 2 turnovers for New England, we only have 1. So they lost 2 fumbles. And hey, I mean, you look at all the stats, even time of possession, like I talked about earlier. It felt like the New England Patriots had the ball the entire freaking game. And time of possession shows it. They had the ball for 36 minutes, and we had the ball for 23 minutes. And dominating time of possession is always key, and it always sets you up in successful positions to win the game. But the penalties hurt them, and the fumbles hurt them. They kind of beat themselves, but you know what? In the NFL, you'll take a win when you can take it. Obviously, it was there for us. Dolphins capitalized on the opportunity, getting those fumbles, taking care of business, doing what they have to do, playing smart football. And the football gods bless us, and we rolled through with the win. So we got the win, 17-16, like I said, first place in the division. And let's keep this thing rolling. And that leads us into week two with a big matchup, Hard Rock Stadium, the home opener against the 0-1 Buffalo Bills. So like I talked about earlier, us being in first place obviously means the Buffalo Bills took a loss in week one. That was to the hands of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So shout out to the Steelers for helping out the Dolphins right there. So we know we're going to get an angry Buffalo Bills team that does not want to start 0-2 to start the season, because you know what? They think that they can reach the Super Bowl. So going 0-2 is not a recipe for that. So we're going to get a pretty angry Buffalo Bills team. And you know what? It's our home opener. I know the crowd is going to be into it, and I think the crowd is going to be huge this game. A lot of Buffalo fans do travel, so please, Dolphin fans, when you guys are at this game, any of you guys listening to this podcast, if you're going, rock that place. Let's defend home court. Let's protect Hard Rock Stadium. It's going to be a showdown. So two straight division games. I mean, that's a rough schedule. That's a rough way to start the season, right? I mean, you go in Foxborough and then at home, but you're playing the Buffalo Bills. We're going to be tested, and we're going to be tested early. That's why I'm glad that we were able to pick up the win. It makes this next game a little less stressful, but you still want it, okay? Because we have a lot of things to prove. We want to beat the Bills. They beat us twice last year. That's not a recipe for success right there. We cannot let these guys continue to beat us, especially in the Brian Flores era. So I want to see a lot from this Dolphins team coming up, and I really, really do think that the Dolphins, if they fix a couple things up, which I think they will, feed off that home crowd energy. Obviously, there's motivation there. You don't want to lose again to the Buffalo Bills, especially after they beat us two times last year and prevented us from going to the playoffs. I think there's a lot of extra motivation, and I think that's going to play a huge role. But let's talk about last season. I said they beat us twice, right? Early on in the season, we lost to them 31-28. Fitzpatrick was the starting quarterback at that time. Josh Allen killed us. All right, he threw for 415 yards for four touchdowns, no interceptions at all. Stephon Diggs had a crazy game. That was pretty much the game where Noah got introduced to the NFL right there. He had eight receptions for 153 yards and a touchdown. Cole Beasley had five receptions for 70 yards. So they were getting a lot of things going in the passing game right there. And Fitzpatrick for us had a pretty good game. He had over 300 yards and two touchdowns. But Mike Gesicki had eight receptions that game for 130 yards and a touchdown. Gaskin did the same thing that Gaskin does. He had seven carries for 46 yards rushing and then six receptions for 36 yards. So passing and running, kind of the stuff we talked about earlier, that's what you're going to get from Miles Gaskin. Devontae Parker had five receptions for 53 yards and a touchdown. And the second matchup, we got blown out 56. You know, we don't even need to say the score. I mean, everybody remembers that last game of the season. Terrible, terrible outing. But if there was any positive, Devontae Parker had seven receptions that game for 116 yards. Mike Gesicki had a great game as well. Five receptions for 47 yards. Miles Gaskin, 57 yards receiving, 20 yards rushing. But obviously that game ended, and that game ended quick. Buffalo Bills got whatever they wanted against us. But you know what? Those are big things that I saw in the stats. I was able to see that Devontae Parker had success against the Bills and Mike Gesicki. Remember, Mike Gesicki, 0 yards, zero receptions. You know they're going to try to get that guy going, especially against the Buffalo Bills. So with that being said, my X factors, in order for the Dolphins to win this game on the offensive side of things, it's going to be Miles Gaskin to continue to do what he does, catch the ball and rush the ball effectively. Give me about at least 40 yards from each. That's a successful day. 80 yards from your running back. I like it. But Mike Gesicki, let's get him aboard. Let's get him on the board. Let's feed him a lot. Nobody could pretty much guard this man. I mean, the guy is a mismatch. He's huge. He's like a slot receiver. Hopefully Tua feeds him the ball. And I think Mike will come out big. I think he'll benefit off that home crowd like I talked about earlier. And come on. I mean, zero reception, 0 yards on 2 targets. That's unlike him. So I do expect Mike Gesicki to have a big game. I think Devontae Parker does come through. But as far as X Factor, let's get Big Mike on the board. Let's get him some touches. Hopefully he dominates. And on the defensive side of things, I'm going with Xavien Howard. I think he is the X Factor because he's probably going to be matched up against Stephon Diggs. At least I hope so. Please don't let him match up against Byron Jones because he's going to get toasted. Please, Xavien Howard, guard Stephon Diggs. Please. I mean, it's going to be hard to stop a receiver like that. But if you're able to contain him, in my opinion, maybe create a key turnover just like we did against the Patriots. 1 or 2 turnovers go your way. I think that's the recipe to win this game. Just contain Stephon Diggs, let the other guys beat you, and try to get that turnover. Once that turnover comes, because it's going to come every day, every game, there's an opportunity. But you've got to be able to pounce on that opportunity, just like the Dolphins did this past weekend. Hopefully they do that again, and I think that'll be the recipe to winning the game against the Buffalo Bills. So as you guys know, if you listen to my podcast earlier, when I did my predictions with Big E, we both kind of said that the Dolphins were going to lose this game against the Bills at home. But I don't know. Thinking about things now, I don't want to be too much of a homer, okay? So I am going to give predictions of losses probably throughout the season, but I'm going by feel. You guys know, NFL, it's a week-to-week thing. I thought the Dolphins had a lot of inspiring things against the Patriots. They were not good enough, but they got the job done without playing their best game. Now you're going to watch a lot of film. You're going to feed off that home crowd. Mike Gesicki's not going to have 0 receptions again, okay? Tua's going to play better. Hopefully the pass rush is better. The defense will play better. They won't be allowing so many yards rushing. I truly believe that. I think the Dolphins are not happy with the win because there's a lot of things to clean up. I think Flores will address all of those situations. I think we'll get better throughout the week through practice and film. And that is why I think the Miami Dolphins will beat the Buffalo Bills, mainly because they're going to adjust, they're going to watch film, they're going to get better, and home opener, feeding off that crowd, I think that is going to boost them up even more. And I think the home crowd is really going to make a difference. And I got the Miami Dolphins beating the Buffalo Bills 31-28. Okay? 3-point win, close game, gritty game, division game, you name it. But you know what? I'm calling it right here. I think the Dolphins go 2-0 to start the season. Bills will be in shambles. They'll be panicking. 0-2. Dolphins keep first place, win by 3, and put the world on notice and have them talking about them like crazy. 2-0 to start the season. Book it right here. Dolphins win over the Bills, but let's see how it goes. So for right now, as you guys know, on my last podcast, I introduced a new segment with the predictions and the parlays. We're going to be doing that weekly, like I said. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And please chime in and let me know your predictions. Let me know if you agree with my parlay. Obviously, we took an L last week with the Green Bay Packers not doing their thing. Obviously, we won with the Dolphins, but the Green Bay Packers let us down. And I think they let a lot of people down, honestly. I was shocked that they lost that game the way they did. You know what? I was so damn confident about Green Bay winning that. That on Sunday, right before the game, I was like, man, something tells me some bullshit is going to happen. And that's what happened. But it's time for the segment. And that is NFL predictions. All right, so we kick things off with NFL Week 2 with Thursday Night Football Division Rivalry Game. The New York Football Giants taking on the Washington Football Team. Both teams picking up the L in Week 1. Both teams 0-1 to start the season. You hate to see that. Division game, those are always tough. Washington is favored by 4. I'm going to go ahead and take Washington to win this game. Obviously, the Giants did not put up a good performance in Week 1. That offensive line scares me. I didn't like what I saw from Daniel Jones. They were unable to score the ball efficiently. Not until late in the game, they got their second touchdown of the game. I think this Washington front is going to get after Daniel Jones. I think he's going to have a really, really rough night. And I think Washington wins that game. Next on the board, the Buffalo Bills taking on the Dolphins. Buffalo Bills are favored by 3 points. Dolphins are at home at Hard Rock Stadium. 1-0 against the 0-1 Buffalo Bills. You know the Bills are going to be angry to get this win. They don't want to start off 0-2, but like I said earlier, I'm rolling with the squad. I'm rolling with the boys. I think the Dolphins win that game close. I think they win by 3. Give me the Dolphins on that. Next game, Cincinnati Bengals at Chicago Bears. Bengals had a pretty impressive victory, honestly. I really like what I saw from Joe Burrow. I think he's got that it factor to him. Really nice to see him come back from that torn ACL and just deliver the way he did, picking up that overtime win against the Minnesota Vikings. You know what? The Bears are favored by 3 at the time I'm recording this podcast. I think that's because they are home. Tough place to play in Chicago. But you know what? I don't trust Andy Dolan to get this win. Give me Joe Burrow. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals. I think they win that game. Next game, Houston Texans after picking up the victory. That ruined a lot of parlays, I'm sure, as well. A lot of people were probably pissed that thought the Jaguars were going to win that game, but I thought the Jaguars were going to win too, but kind of right before Sunday, I started to think that, hey, you know what? I think the Texans could win this game. So I actually put a couple bets with the Texans plus 3, and they won that game outright. I don't know. I was like, what am I really doing here? Why am I betting on Jacksonville? What have they proven to me? Yes, they got Trevor Lawrence, but nothing has happened. He's still a rookie quarterback. Texans took care of business. They won the game. They're 1-0. Taking on the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland is at home. They're favored by 11.5. They lost a tough, close game to the Kansas City Chiefs. They were winning pretty much all game. I really thought they were going to pull it off, but that Browns team is good. Odell Beckham did not play. Probably going to play for the home opener. You know that crowd is going to be crazy. I think the Browns win. I think they win big. I'll even take them minus 11.5, honestly. Browns win big. Give me the Browns that game. Next, the Los Angeles Rams taking on the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are at home. Right now, the Rams are favored by 4 points. I'll take the Rams, and I'll give the 4 points. I think the Rams win big. I did not like what I saw from Carson Wentz. Colts have a good defense, but you know what? The Rams are just too damn good. I'm not going against the Rams. I'm not going against Stafford. Not going against that defense. Give me Sean McVay. Give me the Rams. I'm taking that all day. Next, division game. Man, that's great. I love to see this on the schedule. Division game in the AFC East. New England Patriots taking on the New York Jets. That's awesome. Because you know what? One team is going to lose. And if the Dolphins take care of business, they gain a game on one of these teams. So I'm rooting for the Jets to win and have the Patriots 0-2. But either way, this is a win-win situation for the Dolphins here. They're playing in New Jersey because the stadium's in New Jersey. New England Patriots only favored by 3.5. I thought that was shocking right now, but that's an early line. Things can change throughout the week. But I think the Patriots win this game. Patriots, obviously, like we talked about it earlier, they're a damn good team. I think they're back. There's a couple things they need to fix. But you know what? They're well coached. Mac Jones looks ready to go. I think he wins this game. I think it'll be close, though. So maybe that 3.5 is right. Remember, division games are always tough. Give me the Patriots. I think the Patriots win that game. Next, 49ers against the Eagles. Two teams I was really impressed with how they played in week one. 49ers were winning pretty much that entire game against the Lions, and shit broke loose. I don't know how that turned around. It ended up being a close game. Lions made a crazy push at the end, but the 49ers were able to win the game. They put up 41 points on the board. Okay, so that's impressive to me. Obviously, the defense gave up a lot of points, but you know what? I really like what I saw from the offense from the 49ers. Debo Samuel looks like a sleeper. I'm so grateful I took that guy in two fantasy leagues. I think he's going to be big time this year. And the Eagles picking up the win on the road against the Atlanta Falcons. How about Jalen Hurts and Devonta Smith? I mean, those guys were on it. Really inspiring stuff. They're going to be playing at Philly. That Philly crowd is loud. They're crazy over there. Hurts is going to feed off that energy. 49ers are favored by 3 here. But I really like what I saw from the Eagles. I don't know how to explain it. I really, really do like what I saw from them winning in Atlanta and now playing at home behind that home crowd. I'm going with the underdog. I'm going with the Eagles to beat the 49ers and go 2-0 here to start the season. Next game, the Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. First home game for the Steelers. They had a big win last week. They're favored by 6. I think Pittsburgh wins that game. I think they do cover. I think they win by probably by a touchdown or more. So I would even lay the 6 there. Give me Pittsburgh on that. Next, we still got 2 1 o'clock games here. New Orleans Saints taking on the Carolina Panthers. Saints with a big inspiring win. Jameis Winston beating the Green Bay Packers. We talked about that earlier. I was really, really shocked. But you know what? They got it done and they looked pretty damn good. I think the Saints win that game. They're favored by 3 right now. Carolina will be at home, but you know what? It's a division game. Those are tough. So some sneaky potential there for the Panthers to win this game. But give me the Saints. Give me Jameis Winston. I'm rolling with those boys. Next, final 1 o'clock game on the schedule. Denver Broncos taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Denver is favorite by 6.5 on the road. Wow, they respect Denver, huh? I think they're right on that. I really think Denver is going to be really, really good this year. I really like what I saw from them defensively week 1. And I just had that feeling that Denver is going to surprise a lot of people and probably make a push to make the playoffs this year. I would not be surprised one bit. I think Cortland Sutton is going to have a big year once he gets himself, you know, reacclimated into playing football on a consistent basis because he got hurt last year. I think Javonte Williams is going to be big. I like what Melvin Gordon can, you know, I like how he can chime in a little bit, probably pick up some touchdowns. And I like Teddy Bridgewater. Honestly, I'm a big fan of his game. He's not great, but you know what? He's fun to watch. So I'm taking Denver to beat Jacksonville that game. And here comes the 4 o'clock games. Minnesota Vikings taking on the Arizona Cardinals. And how about the Cardinals? Honestly, who the hell thought that they were going to beat the Tennessee Titans? I knew it was going to be a close game. I thought it was going to be a really, really entertaining game. But just the way they won that game, I was like, God damn. Like, Tennessee, really? I expected a whole lot more from Tennessee, and I expected Tennessee to win that game, but the fact that they lost and then they got smacked at that, those Cardinals, they got some serious, serious stuff going on there. They have weapons. Kyler Murray is a threat. Hopkins is a problem. He's the best receiver in the NFL, in my opinion. I'll take him any day over anybody in the NFL, including Davante Adams. I think Hopkins is a stud. Give me the Cardinals to win that game. They're favored by 4. They win that game at home. Next game, division game here. The Atlanta Falcons, after picking up the loss, travel to Tampa to take on the Buccaneers. Bucs are favored by 13 points. Yikes. Man, that's up there. That is up there for a line. Give me the Buccaneers, though. Tom Brady going against the Falcons. This Falcons team put up 6 points against the Eagles. You do that shit, and then what do you think you're going to do against Tampa? Not even close. Buccaneers are going to smack this team. Give me the Bucs. Next, Dallas Cowboys against the Los Angeles Chargers. This is going to be a fun, fun game, honestly. Chargers are favored by 3 points. That's going to be fun. Honestly, I'm looking forward to that matchup. Two really high-powered offenses, really fun offenses to watch. Keenan Allen is a joy to watch for the Chargers. You got Herbert back there slinging it. Austin Eckler providing some catching skills and rushing skills. Mike Williams, he's set to have a big year this year. And then Dallas, the way they put up that fight against the Tampa Bay Bucs last week, Prescott looks back. Amari Cooper had a great game. CeeDee Lamb had a great game. That Dallas Cowboys offense is going to be fun to watch. That's going to be an entertaining game. I'm going with the underdogs, though. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys to get the win. It's a much-needed win. You don't want to start 0-2. That division is there for them to get. I think they do win that division, by the way. Give me Dallas Cowboys. I think Prescott has another big game. And this time, Zeke is going to get on the board. I think Zeke has a big game. Give me the Cowboys to win that. A lot of dogs I'm picking here. A couple more than last week. So, for what it's worth, I'm not a guy that always picks favorites, just so you guys know. Next on the board, this is going to be entertaining as well. The Tennessee Titans looking to bounce back, but they're taking on Seattle. At Seattle, that home crowd, I cannot stress it enough. That 12th man is serious. One of the best crowds I've ever seen on the TV screen. You just feel the energy. You hear it. I always wanted to go to a game in Seattle just to witness that crowd and be in the stands for that. Crazy, instant, just craziness over there. I think Seattle wins that game. I think they they have a dominant home record. I think they really, really protect home court well this year. I expect a lot of big things from Seattle. Give me Seattle. Tennessee, 0-2 to start. Ugh, that's not good. They got to fix a lot of things. But for that matchup, I'm taking Seattle. I think Metcalf has a big game. I think Russell Wilson has another great game to double up on his performance. And they're going to feed off that crowd. They're going to be the key. And they know it. The 12th man down there, they know that they're the key to winning games over there. Give me Seattle. And that sets it up for Sunday Night Football. The Chiefs going against the Baltimore Ravens. That's going to be very fun. I mean, anytime you're talking about Patrick Mahomes and then you have Lamar Jackson on the same field for the same game, that's must-see TV right there. Two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Most entertaining guys to watch. You got Lamar Jackson, who can throw it. Rush has so much swag to him. You got Patrick Mahomes, who does the same things. Obviously, we know what Mahomes does. He can do it running. He can do it passing. He can sling it sideways. I mean, the dude is an absolute joy to watch. I'm going to enjoy the hell out of this game. Baltimore's at home. That's a tough place to play in. But you know what? I am not going against the Chiefs. It's going to be rare that I go against the Chiefs throughout this entire season, guys. They got to show me something before I say I'm not going the Chiefs' way. Granted, I thought the Browns were going to beat them. I'm not going to lie. But their ability to just pull these games out, even when it looks like they're done, this is things that they've been doing for the last couple of years. So no chance in hell I'm going against the Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs beating the Ravens. And Monday Night Football, Green Bay Packers 0-1 to start the season, but they are playing in Lambeau Field against the Detroit Lions. Division game. Green Bay is favored by 10.5. They got to win the game, right? They have to. Should I pick Lions, though? Division game? They looked good towards the end? Nah, I'm not picking the Detroit Lions. I think Green Bay gets back on the board. I think they win big. I think they protect Lambeau Field. I think Rodgers has a huge game. You're not going to see what you saw from the Green Bay Packers last week, especially not at Lambeau Field. Give me the Packers to win that game, and those are my predictions. And now for the three-team parlay, things are a little bit dicey for these matchups, especially after week one has played out. You start looking at things a lot more differently than you did the week before. But for the three locks of the week, my best bets that I'm picking, here's what I got. Now, I took advantage of taking some of these lines early because, as you know, as the week goes along, these numbers tend to change, so I always like picking up some numbers early, and then obviously prior to NFL Sunday kicking off, then I take a couple of other bets. But I'm locking these three as my best bets right now. I'm taking Washington -3.5 against the New York Football Giants. I am also taking the Los Angeles Rams -3.5 over the Colts. I really think they win by probably even a touchdown, so I'm taking that. And for my third and final one, I wanted to take Dallas +2.5. But even though I think they could win the game, you know what? The Chargers won. They're at home. I'd rather stay away from it. I'd rather just enjoy that game. So my third bet is actually going to be the Kansas City Chiefs -2.5 against Baltimore at Baltimore. I think that's a great, great value. I'm getting that number at 2.5. I think the Chiefs win that game probably by a field goal, and if not, by more. But only 2.5 against the Chiefs and that offense. Anytime I see the Chiefs -2.5, I'm pouncing on that. 100%, no doubt about it. So that's probably my favorite bet of all of them. But yeah, there you have it. Kansas City -2.5, Washington -3.5, and the Los Angeles Rams -3.5. Three-leg parlay. You can fade it or follow it. Do as you please. I will be doing that. And let's win some damn money, and let's continue to enjoy this NFL season. Week two coming up. Slow down, NFL season. Please, I feel like it goes too fast sometimes. But I'm enjoying the hell out of these games, and let's go win some money. All right, so that wraps up episode 35. It's a wrap. On to week two. Taking on the Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium this weekend. Let's get a freaking win. Let's go 2-0. Thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed that preview, the prediction, the recap from last week, my parlay. Hopefully you guys don't fade it. Hopefully you follow it. I'm really confident that those will hit, especially that Chiefs -2.5. That's some great value there. But guys, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast and making me a part of your day. Thank you for your continued support. Let's keep enjoying this NFL season. Let's go Dolphins. And once again, thanks for listening to the Miami Sports Vibes podcast with Nando Diaz.